This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis continues to plead with Coloradans to cancel plans and limit interactions with people outside their households the next few weeks as COVID cases surge. He says more than 1,000 people are hospitalized, and if the trends don't change, hospitals could exceed ICU capacity within weeks. Polis extended the state mask mandate but did not issue a stay-at-home order. Colorado school districts are facing another challenge to keep in-person learning going: school bus drivers getting sick with COVID. Chalkbeat's Yesenia Robles says at least 6 districts report coronavirus outbreaks among transportation employees.
Besides the possible students that could quarantine, it's also the fact that more staff are getting sent home to quarantine, meaning there's less bus drivers available. Some school districts have been able to have more staff pick up the slack, but it does put a strain on drivers, and other school districts have had interruptions in service.
Turning to the legislature, CPR's Benta Berkland reports Republican lawmakers elected a new House minority leader today.
Representative Hugh McKean of Loveland took over the reins from Patrick Neville. Neville is still serving in the legislature but did not seek another term. McKean will be a moderate force leading the party compared to Neville, who some felt was politically divisive. Democrats still hold a wide majority in the state House of Representatives.
More snow for parts of Colorado tonight. This is CPR News.